Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2011 in New York City, and once again, we have the pleasure of sitting down with Kevin Wayne Johnson. His latest is called Give God the Glory, The Power in the Local Church. Kevin, welcome back.
Thank you. Good to see you again.
Same. So we've been doing this for a few years now. Let's go back to the very first book in this series. Tell me what prompted you to begin this series of what is now up to seven books.
Well, I've always been a writer. Started out writing articles that were really related to the job. And once I came into a saving knowledge of what it means to be a Christian, to inspire and motivate and really, really encourage others to trust God first and foremost in their lives, my heart was touched to begin writing one book about 10 years ago about what it means to just trust Him and allow Him to direct our paths in every area of life. Interestingly enough, it was self-published, and within about 2 to 3 months, it was picked up for national distribution. And it just soared from there, not just in the United States, but globally. And at that point, God touched my heart to say, Kevin, continue to write. And that's how the series was born. Actually, it was born about 2000, 2001, and a series of books developed based upon how to really give God glory, in other words, putting Him first and foremost in areas such as personal relationships, in the workplace, because many people go to their jobs day in and day out, and they're really not satisfied or fulfilled. In the family, because my wife and I have been blessed with three precious boys, and we've seen them grow up from babies to now teenagers. And even in the local church, which is our latest release, what does it mean to even go to church? And what do we get from being in church? And then what we learn in church, how are we supposed to manifest that in terms of God's love, His unity, and His fellowship to all of our fellow men and women across the world? So that, in a nutshell, is what the book series is all about. It's about expressing as simplistic as we can what it is to give God the glory, put Him first and foremost in our lives, and then in five key areas: relationships, in the workplace, in the family, in the church. And we haven't published the next release yet, but even as we give Him glory during rest and relaxation, those are the five key areas of life, because those five key areas touch us all in different ways.
Kevin, you made mention that this is really mushroom. This is snowballed. We're not talking just the States now. We're talking globally, aren't we?
Absolutely. We have actually partnered with 13 strategic distribution partners in Australia, the UK, of course, in the United States, France, and Spain. The books are now available in four languages: Urdu, Falam, Guan, and Burmese, and they're also under consideration for a number of different languages as well. So, again, when we choose to give God the glory, and when we choose to apply His word to our lives, hence the title, Give God the Glory, He really does extraordinary things through ordinary people, and I am just one of many examples of exactly that. It's absolutely amazing, and I love what I do. I mean, it is so therapeutic. It is so fulfilling and enjoyable, and I think people pick up that passion and zeal when they talk to me or when they're within my presence. And even now, as I pastor, not just here but across the world, I'm always emphasizing that same theme, give God the glory, and helping people to really understand what it means.
Now, you were writing these books before you became a pastor, weren't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The passion has always been there. And as a part of my journey through life, He has been preparing me step by step by step by step. And my wife and my children are right alongside with me doing this.
We talked about this being the seventh book in the series. What's the eighth book in the series going to be about?
Well, the eighth book is going to be actually a study guide and a workbook that will spring from the seventh book, The Power in the Local Church. And then we're going to move into writing two or three books around the theme, Give God the Glory, while we're at rest and relaxation. So we can be by the poolside, we can be at the beach, we can be enjoying family and friends, and even in those environments, we can still give Him glory. And I'm teaching people about how to do that.
This is about not just giving God the glory, but living a good life, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a lifestyle. It's not a onesie-twosie. It's a consistent lifestyle that we choose based upon God's word to live. And when we do that, we actually reflect and manifest his characteristics, because the theme throughout the entire Bible is love. Brotherly love, unconditional love to all of our fellow men and women around the world, regardless of what they look like, what language they may speak, or where they live geographically. When it's all said and done, we're all brothers and sisters, and I'm trying to help people to understand that.
Once again, the author is Kevin Wayne Johnson. His latest is called Give God the Glory, The Power in the Local Church. And Kevin, I have a feeling we're going to see you again next year at BEA.
Absolutely. I love coming here, and I love what you all are doing.